Good Wednesday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by ExxonMobil. There are 27 days until Election Day. President Donald Trump wrote an op-ed in USA Today with a dire message. Democrats' Medicare for All plan will demolish promises to seniors. He writes, "The truth is that the centrist Democratic Party is dead. The new Democrats are radical socialists who want to model America's economy after Venezuela." Trump also writes that if Democrats win control of Congress in November, we will come dangerously closer to socialism in America. Our colleague Ben White has a scoop on Dina Powell being the top pick to replace UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. Powell, who returned to Goldman Sachs after leaving her role in Trump's White House as Deputy National Security Advisor, is said to be strongly considering the job, but also weighing family concerns. The big question: could Trump get Nikki Haley's replacement confirmed before a new Congress is seated in January? That's unclear to us. The already tricky vote dynamics for Trump get even trickier if Democrats gain in any way. The Washington Post is reporting that John Bolton is expected to push for a different candidate. One alternative, U.S. Ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell, who has already emerged with pro-Trump pundits beginning their public lobbying campaign for him. In the department of You Can't Make It Up, Senator John Kyle of Arizona, who was named to fill John McCain's Senate seat, has said that he will serve likely until the end of the year. He had previously been working as a lobbyist for Covington and Burling. Now, how much was he making there? We might never know. He was granted an extension on his financial disclosure form until no later than January 3rd, 2019. Here's a playbook look behind the scenes of the midterms. Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn was the special guest at a Ted Cruz fundraiser last night at the Capitol Grill on Pennsylvania Avenue. It raised $130,000 for Cruz, who is, of course, locked in a tough race with Representative Beto O'Rourke. A source familiar with the event told us this: Senator Cornyn is making it clear that it's time to get off the sidelines and is prepared to help in any way he can. Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, who made a run for DNC chair, is starting a push to boost 21 mostly young Democrats running for Congress. He is going to contribute and raise money for the candidates in addition to making swings through several districts. This weekend, for example, he's in South Carolina to raise money, rally, and campaign with Joe Cunningham, the Democrat looking to succeed Representative Mark Sanford. He will also campaign with Democratic candidates Abigail Spanberger in the Richmond area and Jennifer Wexton in Northern Virginia. And House Democrats are launching a counterattack. They are unveiling a new project ahead of the midterms to try and counter President Donald Trump on the campaign trail. A series of state-level reports focused on the rising cost of health care, prescription drugs, infrastructure needs, and wages. Up first, a Pennsylvania report to coincide with Trump's visit to Erie, Pennsylvania tonight. Trump was on the campaign trail last night where he criticized Democrats as wacko. And all eyes are turning to Florida. As Hurricane Michael grows, it is expected to become a Category 4 storm before it hits the Florida panhandle. More than 180,000 people were under evacuation orders, the Miami Herald is reporting. Interestingly enough, Florida Representative Matt Gaetz, who represents a slice of the Florida panhandle, was spotted yesterday on an Orlando to DCA flight. Stephen Shepard breaks down the most recent Politico Morning Consult poll, which found the Kavanaugh confirmation process is energizing Democrats more than the GOP. CNN also has a new poll that found Democrats are fired up and maintain a strong 2018 lead. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Wednesday. The president will meet with Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen and FEMA Administrator Brock Long. He's also having lunch with Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. Trump will also participate in a drug prices bill signing ceremony in the Roosevelt Room. He will then leave the White House for Erie, Pennsylvania, where he's set to meet with supporters at the Erie Insurance Arena before he headlines a Make America Great rally. And remember to play the Playbook Election Challenge. Predict what will happen in key House, Senate, and gubernatorial races and compete for prizes come Election Day. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.